Well, new details tonight in the case of murdered Georgia jogger Ahmaud Arbery. Former Georgia District Attorney Jackie Johnson accused of trying to delay the arrest of the men charged with killing Arbery in February of 2020. NewsAsian's Janelle Fort live tonight from Atlanta. So, Janelle, what do we know so far about the accusations and, of course, about this arrest?
Well, Nicole, we know that Jackie Johnson turned herself in this morning. She was booked fairly quickly and then released about 30 minutes later. She's being charged with misconduct, and state prosecutors allege that she used her position to delay the arrest of the white men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery last year. Last week, a grand jury indicted her on charges of violation of oath of a public officer, which is a felony, and obstruction of a police officer. The two charges come with a maximum sentence of 6 years in prison. County officials allege Johnson's office blocked them from arresting her former investigator Gregory McMichael and his son Travis before she recused herself from the case. McMichaels and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan are being charged with murder in Arbery's death. Now, we spoke with Arbery's family attorney, who says the latest charges are a good first step, but they're hoping for even more charges to come down, this time against George Barnhill, the prosecutor Johnson initially handed the case to.
We feel like he is also guilty of violating the duty of his office, because he explained to Wanda Cooper and to his official reports to the attorney general's office that a mob was engaged in some sort of burglary that the physical and video evidence shows never took place. And he began maligning the character of the victim and exonerating the defendants from the very beginning. We believe that he is at least as equally culpable.
And what we're seeing here is a continuing trend. Most recently, we saw it in the Elijah McClain case, where a Colorado grand jury indicted three police officers and two paramedics involved in his death. And it's not just police officers facing consequences for these kinds of deaths anymore, Nicole. We're seeing paramedics and prosecutors are now also being charged. And it begs the question, who else could be held responsible?